All right, welcome in, everybody. Hop on in. Wait a minute or two as people are arriving. Okay, so I'd love for you, if you are jumping in, I'll say this once or twice, go ahead and put a one in the chat. If you're a solo practice, put a two in the chat. If you are a group practice, like one to five clinicians, and a three in the chat, if you have more than five clinicians, and also just kind of tell me where you're coming in from, if you're able to leave a comment in the, if there's a chat box for that. Okay, good. I've seen some ones. Hi, Annie, Anthony, Maria, Brian. Great. Also, yeah, love to tell me where you're from too. One from Michigan. All right, nice. Ooh, more Michiganers. Okay, Kentucky, yeah. Wonderful, thank you. Hey, Pennsylvania, wonderful. I'm originally from Ohio, but my parents are now in Pennsylvania up by Erie. They have a beautiful farm up there that we'd love to visit. And California, great. Okay, thank you. Well, this is going to be a pre-recorded webinar. And so I'm going to jump in because we have a lot to go over today and how to grow or how to build a powerful sales funnel. Hey, Beth, hello. And so what I'm going to do here is a couple housekeeping things in order here. So allow me to start going through the slides. I want group practice owners to know this. I am putting all along with my friend Nate at Navigator Bookkeeping a group practice scaling summit. And it's really kind of like a TED Talk type conference for group practice owners. So it's going to be jam-packed with great content, but also leaving space for community and for conversations. So if you're struggling with marketing for your practice, or you're struggling with like your finances, like I don't know how to read that profit and loss sheet or profitability numbers, or maybe you're struggling to create operational systems like around hiring, how do you hire the right team members, onboarding new hires, all those things. We created this group practice scaling summit to help solve some of those problems that are keeping you stuck and really from scaling your practice. So that's going to be in beautiful Oak Park, Illinois, just right outside Chicago, April 23rd and the 24th of this year. I'm going to put a link in the chat. We'd love to have you join us. You can go to, just go to brandyourpractice.com, go to the summit link there. Some of the conversations we'll be having, I'll be talking about three essential dashboards every practice owner, or metrics and dashboards that every practice owner needs. We're talking about team culture to retain clinicians and grow your brand, how to create an in-house training program to scale your clinical team, financial numbers, and also Dr. Kathy Kelly is going to talk about how to offer intensive retreats to scale your practice as like another offering. Okay, so please check that out if you're a group practice owner and wanting some community and some information around strategies and how to get unstuck in those areas that are preventing you from growing your practice. The other thing is today's webinar is sponsored by TheraSaaS. This is a CRM just for therapists. It's really the stage. It's the software that you need right before clients go into your EHR. So you can quickly qualify, connect, and close client leads, and to kind of organize all those leads that are coming in, post-it notes and scrap sheets of paper and even complicated Google Sheets don't really help clients not fall through the cracks. It can get very confusing. So at the end of the webinar, I'm going to share a little bit more about TheraSaaS and how it can help organize that whole upfront intake process for your practice. All right, so let's jump in. Okay, so what do practice owners want? So as a practice owner, you want a predictable pipeline of new client leads coming to your practice, and you want to invest your marketing dollars wisely in the areas that you need it most. The problem is that we're looking to at least try to solve today is that many practice owners don't have a sales funnel to consistently drive client leads to your practice, or that they have a sales funnel, but it's broken and they don't know how to fix it. Plus, it's also just kind of confusing where to allocate those precious marketing dollars that you have. even worse, marketing today is just isn't easy for practice owners. Showing up on the first page of Google when clients need your services has been really a vital channel for growing a practice these past 20 years. However, private practices face even more competition from big directory sites like Psychology Today, ThriveWorks, Good Therapy, and even telehealth companies and like BetterHealth, Headspace, Talkspace, Alma, and like a half dozen more. Those big behemoth of websites tend to push smaller private practice websites down on Google's organic search results. I've seen it in my own work, my work with practice owners. And what this new reality means is now more than ever, practice owners need to have a powerful sales funnel that incorporates both a digital and organic strategies to be working for them 24/7 to stand out from the competition and attract their ideal client. So here's the reality for most practice owners today is that if you don't have a sales funnel, you won't grow. And when I partner with practice owners to scale up their businesses, my ultimate goal for them is really to become the number one trusted private practice in their community for that particular niche that they serve. And I want to do that quickly, which means I need to build out a sales funnel. And today I'm going to give you an inside look into my playbook and how I do that. Okay, so here we go. How to create a powerful sales funnel for your private practice. And this really kind of starts about 7 years ago. 7 years ago, my wife came home and she was getting her hours at the agency she was working at. She's a therapist. And as she was kind of getting towards the end of that journey, she said, I want to start my own private practice. I want to focus on kids and I want it to be 100% private pay. Now, at the time, my wife was 6 months pregnant with our son, as you see there in the little tiny Simeon there. She was 6 months pregnant with him. We had twin girls who were 2 years old. I didn't have a marketing degree. I never started a business before. We didn't have money to pay someone to build us a website or a sales funnel. I didn't even know what a sales funnel was. We lived in Chicagoland to be near family, and we couldn't really make it on my salary alone as our family was growing. And we were really just starting from scratch. This business was starting from scratch, but we had to make it work. So I went down the rabbit hole of branding and marketing. I'd wake up at four in the morning with like anxiety, but having these ideas that I needed to write down, like how we can market. I knew we had to have video as part of our marketing strategy, as part of our sales funnel. So I had to learn video and cameras and editing and building websites and SEO and WordPress, all those things. And so for several months, I obsessed over that. And today, there's my lovely family. Here's our Christmas card. Today, Kid Matters Counseling is a group practice, 9 clinicians, 100% private pay, $1 million in revenue, and about 3,000 email subscribers. And that's grown. I think we're almost up to 4,000 now. And since then, I've gone on to launch over 12 other private practices across the country with other practice owners. Really establishing the sales funnel as the backbone of scaling their practices. And my mission really, and you're a part of that just being here today, is my mission is to help launch, grow, and scale 10,000 private practices by 2030. And I do that through a business called Play Therapy Toolbox, which is education for play therapists, Therasas, which is, I mentioned at the beginning, the CRM, private pay practice program, and then my services side, Brandger Practice. And for myself, I consider myself really kind of a full stack marketer. I've done all the things, which is why I'm going to be sharing some of those strategies in this webinar. I'm also a full stack content creator. So I've done YouTube videos, vlogging, branded newsletters, all the things. And I hope to bring that to bear and that information with you today. And I'm also a certified story brand guide. All right. So the plan is to teach you the basic elements of a sales funnel and what you need to do to get started. The second half of our time is we'll do a little bit of a Q&A, but I'm going to give away a ton of free resources that I mentioned in this webinar. And then the third, if you want to stay around, I'd love to give a live demo of Therasas and also offer some special pricing for those attending this webinar for the month of February. Okay, so that is the plan. All right, let's talk about creating your sales funnel. All right, so the sales funnel is really a marketing strategy that guides potential customers through a series of steps with the end goal of really converting them into paying clients. A sales funnel includes three major components: curiosity, enlightenment, and commitment. The first stage there, in the curiosity stage, your client is asking, can you solve my problem? In the enlightenment stage, if they move down into the funnel a little bit, if they answer yes, they're then going to be asking, you know, can I trust you? And if they get down to the commitment stage, if they say, yes, I trust you, that they're going to say, all right, how do I schedule an appointment? How do I give you my money, essentially? So there's really three sales funnel. I'm going to dive into this even more. But the three main sales funnel assets are a brand message, a website, at least a homepage, right, on your website, and then a lead that you use to talk about the problems you solve for your clients. And I'll share more about that shortly. The website is really, if you have a well-designed, scannable website talking about the problems you help solve and the services you offer, that's going to do well for converting clients. And then, of course, the lead generator and email campaign. And a lead generator is really just a free resource you can give away to capture somebody's email address and then nurture that relationship through some automation, email automation, because not everyone's ready to schedule an appointment when they visit your website. All right, so let's jump in here. Every potential client is asking, when they engage with your brand, can you solve my problem? The curiosity stage in the sales funnel is about piquing the potential client's interest by answering their most pressing questions about the problem they are trying to solve. If you can succinctly and clearly answer the question, can you solve my problem, you've hooked that potential client and they're going to move down in the sales funnel into the enlightenment stage. And you'll see here that I have the website as in the middle. It's like the backbone, it's the website focus of your sales funnel. And then on to the right, I have marketing channels. So how you're going to be driving traffic and interest over to your website. But right now we're just going to be focusing on the main part of the sales funnel, the backbone, which is like your website. So let's talk a little bit about your brand message first. So what is a brand message? A brand message is kind of like a movie script. No movie is created without a script. The screenplay or the movie scripts provide words that will give directions for the movie. You know, where's the action? You know, is there a mystery or is there suspense here? Scripts also detail how many actors are needed. They provide guidance and inspiration on set design, location shooting, costume design, what type of lighting might be needed, even props. A producer will not hire a director, actor, set designer, special effects teams, anybody until they have that script. Every movie starts with the script. It's the words that provide the foundation for a blockbuster hit. So imagine if you try to make a movie without a script. Imagine that. It'd just be this tremendous waste of time because you don't have any guardrails in place to create a movie. Your brand message plays the same part in your marketing and in your sales funnel. So many practice owners will create a website without having a clear brand message. And that's why you have so many confusing therapy websites out there. And if you confuse, this is what Donald Miller says from StoryBrand, you know, if you confuse, you will lose. You're going to lose those client leads and that potential revenue. Your brand message is the script to design a beautiful website that actually communicates with words the problems you solve and how you can improve your client's life. Your brand message is the basis for your sales funnel and all of your marketing. And I have a free resource on how you can get started with that brand message at the end of this webinar. And if you want to dive deeper into branding, I encourage you to take a look at Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. And I'll have a link to that resource as well. Okay. So let's talk about your homepage. Your homepage will serve as the main asset for your sales funnel. So you're going to take your brand message, those words, right? And you're going to start populating, filling out your homepage with some of the snippets from your brand message. And for the curiosity stage in particular, you need to have a clear header and at the very top of your website on your homepage. And this is where you have 3 seconds to answer the critical question, can you solve my problem? And therapists rarely mention on their header that they're actually counselors and therapists. So let me dive into a little bit here. We call this the grunt test. You have 3 seconds to answer that for that potential client to answer. Can you solve my problem? Right. So you need to have on your header, you know, can they answer the question? What does your private practice do? How you can help your client? How can the client get help? And what is that action they need to take in order to get started with counseling? Okay. So if you were to kind of think about your website right now, right, does it right at the very top, does it clearly state what you do? Does it clearly state how you can help? And does it clearly state how they can get started with an appointment? And if you don't answer these questions, people are going to leave your website. You know, you only have like 3 to 5 seconds to do this. And so you can't have a lot of gobbledygook. You have to have a clear and simple design. So I'm going to show you some examples of that. So this is my wife's website, Kid Matters Counseling. Right at the very top, we are child therapists, counseling children ages 2 to 12. And then how do we help? We have this little benefit down here, a little benefit stack, less anxiety and worry, manage big emotions, confidently parent your child. And then you can see that there's a call to action button that says schedule appointment. Here's another one of my clients, right at the top, counseling for a more connected family, experienced family therapist and counselors, schedule an appointment. Like you literally have 3 seconds because you're just basically answering, you know, when the client comes to your website, the client lead, like, am I in the right place? Right? Can you help solve my problem? So having very clear language at the very top is going to be really important for your website on that header. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about marketing channels and how to drive traffic and client leads to your website. So there's a ton of choices, but if, again, when I start launching or scaling up a practice with a practice owner, I'm focusing on these 2 things, Google Business Profile and word of mouth referrals. So what do I mean by this? If it's a new website, it hasn't been around for a while, it's going to take 6 months to start showing up on page one of Google if you do your SEO right. So one way that you can leapfrog that is if you have a strong Google Business Profile, because you can start to rank locally and organically, right? So that's going to be really important. The second one is word of mouth referrals. You have to have a system in place to get those word of mouth referrals, people referring clients to you. That's why I think the organic and the digital side have to be working together. A few months ago, there was a massive drop in people with new appointment requests, like across the country. A lot of my clients saw significant drops that were primarily digital. If they didn't have a strong word of mouth referral, they saw that drastically. And you know, there was a little fear and trepidation there. But for those who have a strong word of mouth referrals, they've been building those relationships, building those trusted relationships. They barely saw the dip because both were working in tandem. Okay, so a couple action items here. Create your brand message. And the second one is to update your homepage header. And I have, I'll show you a couple here. I have a bunch of resources here. Here's a free resource I'm going to give you, is brand script template and a video script. So this is what I work with my clients on, how to create a clear brand message using story, which is a wonderful exercise. And so I'll be giving you all a link to all these resources at the end. The second one is a homepage wireframe template. This is like an architectural drawing of your homepage. So you can take that brand message, start putting the words in the right places, and then send it over to your website designer to make you a beautiful website. But again, it all starts with the brand message. All right. And then I have updated this, the ultimate website checklist for therapists. So yeah, just a checklist to make sure everything's in the right place. And let's see here. I'm going to get to questions in just a minute. So start lining them up and I'll take a minute to answer a couple questions. But let's talk about how to allocate some of your money, your precious marketing dollars. So I think there's really like 3 stages to group, like growing a practice and scaling it. The first is the child stage. And that is all about survival. And so you're focusing on marketing, getting those client lead numbers up, getting clients into your business and getting cash flow going, because cash flow is survival. And so that's really around creating awareness and curiosity about your practice. So I just put on the side here, kind of like a sales funnel, you know, that might cost you $200. Again, these are all approximate. You can spend a lot of money on this. You can spend a little bit. And so this is sort of like a baseline. I'm saying like $500 a month. You have a couple one-time costs in there. But focusing on networking, Google Ads is going to be helpful. It's not a silver bullet, but it is helpful to drive leads to your website, because if it's a new website, it's going to take a long time to rank organically and you need to get traffic there. So, and maybe a Psychology Today profile or another directory site could be helpful. All right. So since I don't have a webinar partner to help me with this, I'm going to jump over to the chat if there's any questions. And if you do, go ahead and throw one in there. I don't see any at the moment, but if you have a question, go ahead and take a second and I'll get a little sip of water here. Throw a question in there for me. I am not either. The chat's not updating or there's just no questions and I can keep going. All right. So let's go ahead and keep going then. All right. So let's go to the enlightenment stage. So this is stage two. The enlightenment stage, they are asking, can I trust you? So far, they're like, hey, you solved my problem. I think you can solve my problem. Now, can I trust you? So let's talk about some website assets that can start building that trust and then get people down further into the commitment stage. Actually, I'll take a pause here. Do you work with coaches too? Yes and no. I'll do private one-to-one coaching, but this sales funnel will work absolutely for coaches. Okay, so the first thing that you could be thinking about is blog writing. So we all know blog is a powerful tool to build trust with potential clients, but only if you write about the problems they are trying to solve. It positions you as an authority and trusted guide, and it's also great for SEO. I years ago I was trying to earn the business of a local engineering firm, and the owner's like, you know, I was like, hey, let's build out your sales funnel. And he's like, well, I already have a newsletter and I write about my cat. And he's like, a lot of people open up the newsletters. I get a high open rate when I write about my cat. And I was like, well, I don't think you have, that might just be your family members, because people actually don't care about your cat. They care about the problems that you are trying to solve for them. So if you're going to write blog posts and even newsletters, write about the problems that you solve. You can solve for them. The next one is having a few videos on your website to go a little deeper in how you can provide therapy and help them. You could take the brand message template and turn that into a video script. Video is, I have found, it is the fastest way for someone to know, like, and trust you, hands down. You know, but this is a huge opportunity for you, because very few therapists and even coaches, they don't use video. And so this is an easy way for you to stand out from the competition. Again, it doesn't have to be high quality, perfection. It's really the words that come down that you're speaking on that video. So I think you should have three types of video. You should have a homepage video, which is just an overview and how you guide clients into mental wellness. This is essentially your brand message. Just use that free brand message script that I mentioned. I think if you're a group practice, you should have videos for individual clinicians, because people shop for their therapists like they do Amazon products. They want to try it on. So I have a client and they just hired another clinician. So I'm going to be flying out there with all of my video equipment and filming some videos with them. And what we have found is the established clinicians are there. People are naming, I want to work with these so-and-so people. And it's because they already have videos on their website. And they haven't been wanting to work with this other clinician because they're consuming video content and they trust the ones with the video. So I'm flying out there quick to start filming some videos. I think you should also have a thank you video. So after someone raises their hand and schedules an appointment with you, they fill out a form, whatever, you can redirect them to another page on your website and just say, hey, thank you so much for taking this courageous step and seeking help. Here are the next steps that you need to be thinking about as we get ready for therapy to begin. Something like that. Just something very simple, acknowledging the courageous step and what to expect next. Another one is Google reviews. People, like I said, people shop for their therapists like Amazon products. They want to see 5-star reviews. It's just the way it is. Social proof builds trust. Again, they're asking, can I trust you? And Google reviews will help answer that question. Now, I know you can't ask for Google reviews from clients. For many of you, just ethically, it's against your ethic rules, all those things, right? So what are you going to do? Well, you can ask other colleagues, ask other therapists, ask people from graduate school. I don't know, people who can speak to your counseling skills. Maybe that's friends. If you're speaking at, if you're doing a speaking engagement, ask the host to leave you a Google review, right? Just find ways to get Google reviews. You're going to be really important in building that trust. The next one, let's talk about the email newsletter. So a lot of you are on this webinar because you read my email newsletter in some way, right? I sent out an email. So an email, a branded emails newsletter is really just regular communication sent to your subscribed audience. And you can feature blog posts if you've written. You could have easy, like short tips and tricks around mindfulness or whatever. You could also introduce new hires that you've hired to your email list and just other valuable content. So by consistently delivering valuable content and personalizing that communication, a branded email newsletter can play a huge role in building trust with potential clients and even existing clients. So if you want to, many of you have already subscribed to my newsletter, but you can take what I've done and you can reverse engineer that a little bit and start to build trust with those in your email group. And I'll show this in a little bit, but TheraSASs can also replace your Constant Contact or MailChimp. It can act as your email newsletter provider. I'll say this one before we do some action items and we'll get into more questions. So I shared my wife, Susan, she owns Kid Matters, and she gets told all the time from parents in our community that, and just a lot of places that they read her newsletter. And we had someone over for dinner not too long ago. My son and the friend's son, they were friends. So we was like, hey, we'll come over for dinner. We'd love to get to know the parents more. So we had this really lovely dinner. And towards the end of dinner, one of the parents said, you know, I read your newsletter and I watch all your videos. They're really helpful. And I was like, well, that's funny because we just had this long conversation just getting to know each other. But actually, the person at the dinner table knew my wife for over a year just by consuming her content. So that people read it. People read the newsletter if you're writing about how you can help solve their problems. The next one is going to be a lead generator. So a lead generator is a tool that captures potential clients' contact information in exchange for something of value, like an ebook, a checklist. Like, for example, you had to register for this webinar. So you gave your email in order to either watch the replay or to be a part of this live. It could also be like a mini course or a free consultation. So it's important in a sales funnel because it allows practice owners to build their email list and nurture those client leads into paying clients. So everyone who visits your website isn't always ready to schedule an appointment. A lead generator allows you to capture their email address so you can nurture a relationship with them through email. And a lot of that's 100% automated. So when they are ready to schedule an appointment to buy your services, they're going to choose you instead of the competition because you've been slowly building that relationship with them. So let me give you a couple examples of what lead generators could look like. So this is one of my main lead generators, marketing for therapists. It's a simple checklist. You could have checklists around how to, well, actually, I'm going to show you this. This is what the lead generator looks like on the inside a little bit. You see that? I have some quotes and something that's very simple. You can easily create this on Canva. This is my Kid Matters main lead generator, 15 signs of childhood anxiety and how to help. And they just put their email in and then they get this guide. And inside it, there's a checklist and how-tos and all the other things. But now we have their email and we can email them. So action items, create a lead generator. This is easier to do now more than ever that you have AI to help you write these, artificial intelligence, and you have Canva. Really simple, you create something very beautiful, very simply. And the other one is to systemize referral outreach and networking. I keep coming back to this organic side of growing a part of your sales funnel, just continually to reach out to referral sources. So here, some free resources at the end of this webinar. You're going to get the Canva template of my wife's lead generator. So you can take that and redesign it however you want. I'm going to give you access to a referral source tracking template. So again, to nurture those relationships, you need to keep track of them. How many times are they referring to you? How many times you've reached out to them with a thank you note, or I want to take you out for coffee and get to know you. And then the other one is a webinar that Dr. Deb Legge and I did through our private pay practice programs, how to grow your practice with word of mouth marketing. So I will link all those to at the end of this webinar. All right, one last thing, teen stage, real quick. So how do I allocate marketing dollars and resources? So the teen stage is really about stability. You might have three or five clinicians during this stage, and it's really kind of building out further your marketing and sales system. So I'm going to say, let's say it's $1,500 a month, right? So your child marketing budget, so you're taking some things over from your child marketing budget. So let's say $500 a month. Maybe do some local sponsorships, like you sponsor a local t-ball team or something. Maybe you need a part-time intake coordinator to help start organizing all those leads that are coming in, because that's usually the first hire that a practice owner makes, regardless if you're a group practice owner or not, is that intake coordinator, that sales position that in order to organize and help schedule appointments, that initial appointment. And then consider maybe TheraSaaS. I'll be sharing a little bit more as an intake and marketing CRM, having that part of your tech stack. So I think every system probably needs a software with it. So just like your financial systems will have QuickBooks or FreshBooks or something like that, your operations and your clinical work is going to have an EHR like Simple Practice or Jane. And just like your sales and marketing needs a software, and that's where I think TheraSaaS fits in. All right, so let me jump over to some questions. I'll read some of the, I saw some that came in, and any questions around enlightenment. Do you have any thoughts about creating an app? Yes, TheraSaaS is an app, but it all depends if the app actually helps solve a problem. So, software and apps is a very tricky thing, but that's sure. Jill, yes, there will be a replay and you'll get an email about that. Sorry about your emergency and I hope everything turns out okay. Let me do this so my face is shown a little bit more. Are your videos posted on YouTube and your website? Yes, I have a ton of videos. I'm building out my YouTube channel now. It's another great thing to consider. It's a search engine and it's owned by Google. Number two search engine. And I also, but here's the other thing is I use Vimeo to post my videos on my website because YouTube's going to show recommended videos that aren't going to be yours when people visit your website. And that's like a big exit button. They're going to get distracted like, ooh, you know, smiley, happy cats playing with one another and kittens. And then they're off your website. So I use Vimeo to keep my videos a bit more private. Part-time intake VA here with a mental health background who works with therapists. Okay, there you go. Hi, Helia. How do you use TheraSaaS and Jane? That's another, you can schedule a call and I can make that work, but Jane is an EHR, so that's really more your operations side and your clinical work. TheraSaaS is really a CRM that's focused on the very, before they get into your EHR, so your marketing side, because not everyone who comes to you, not everyone is who wants an appointment is going to be a good fit for your practice. So the TheraSaaS helps qualify that. Please discuss the logistics of the lead generator, website placement, platform for the forms and email. Great. I'm going to show this. I didn't realize that. Hey, there we go. Website platform for the forms and email. Once they opt in and download the freebie, then what? Okay, so here's how this works. You can have lots of different pop-ups, exit intent. After like 30 seconds, something can pop up, or scroll depth, how far they scroll down your website. There's lots of different triggers, they call that, that will trigger the pop-up. Or you could just have it embed on your homepage where they can just subscribe that way. It doesn't have to be a pop-up. I typically put it towards the bottom if you're going to have an inline embed there. The platform for forms and email. So TheraSaaS is definitely an option for that. You could also use MailerLite. Most email service providers like MailerLite and MailChimp will have forms for you to be able to do that and capture emails. And once they opt in and download the freebie, then what? Then you put them on an email drip campaign. So you could send them blog posts, videos, whatever. It can be as long as you want. If some of you have downloaded my marketing PDF, then you will be getting 10 to 12 emails from me about all the different ways you can market your practice. And I'm just helping you solve problems, marketing problems. How do you recommend to get people to your website to collect the leads? That's kind of like I said, the marketing channels here on the list, word of mouth, networking, Google Ads, Google Business Profile. That's how I would get started. You could add more like a podcast if you want, or social media. I typically don't do social media. Lots of reasons around that. But speaking engagements is huge. I highly recommend trying to get in front of people to do speaking engagements. Let's see. How do you cultivate referrals when your practice is entirely telehealth and it does not focus on local? Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. So that's really difficult. So you could try to connect with other people in your state, or because it's all about trust, right? So how are you going to be building trust with other people who would refer to you if you're just all telehealth? The other thing is you could try to connect locally with people, although you're telehealth, but rather statewide clientele. Yeah, there's got to be Facebook groups out there that will allow you to connect. If not, you're going to have to work hard at a directory service and just try to find a densely populated area, or maybe a place that's close to you, like so a Psychology Today or something like that. Okay. How do you recommend people to get a website? Yeah. All right. So those are all very good questions. Thank you for those. Let's keep going. 12:30. All right. All right, hold tight. Access to these 17 plus resources in just a few minutes. All right, this is the shortest one. This is the commitment stage. So as the final stage of the funnel is where you want to make it as easy as possible for that client to schedule an appointment or schedule some sort of a consultation if that's part of your process. So you want a big, fat call to action button on your website on the top right-hand corner. Several places on your homepage throughout your website where they can say, yep, I'm ready to give you my money and start counseling. So I would just recommend reviewing your website. Do you have that big fat call to action button? That's a color that stands out a bit. Maybe that's that button could be a phone call too. If you have a full-time intake coordinator and you want to get people on the phone, go for it. Make that button turn into a phone call. Usually filling out an intake form is my preferred main call to action, since it allows practice owners to capture the necessary information up front and to qualify that client. A simple form can do that for you instead of having to be on the phone all the time and seeing if they actually might be a good fit. You could get information on a form to qualify that client right away. Okay, so as we are coming in down here, so action items, clear call to action on a website. And then the next action is to track new leads. So I'm going to give you some resources around that. Okay. So in that resource packet that I'll be sending you is a client tracker. So this is the Google 2 years ago. This is what the majority of my clients were using before I developed and started utilizing them, TheraSaaS. But this is a Google sheet that you can have to help put that information in and organize new client leads. And of course, I wanted to talk a little bit about TheraSaaS. I'll do a demo here in just a minute, but it's really just an intake and marketing CRM, a client or customer relationship management software designed for therapists. My wife was like, look, Brent, we cannot handle a Google sheet with 70 to 100 client leads on it. And the wait list, it was just so confusing. Clients were falling through the cracks. So, if this is you and you want a better way to organize client leads, they don't fall through the cracks, and you want to be able to qualify and communicate with them quickly, build in some automation, build out maybe even your newsletter email list, I think you should go to therasas.com and check it out, and I'll show you some of that stuff shortly. All right. So here's the adult stage. So where do we put marketing dollars, right? So the adult stage is really all about sustainability, and your revenue is probably going to be between $350,000 to $1 million in revenue. And, you know, marketing really has this flywheel effect. And at this stage, your marketing flywheel should be really, really rolling for you. The sales funnel is generating leads. The sales and intake team are converting them into paying clients. The practice owner's new focus is to widen that brand moat that they have and extend their influence into the communities that they serve through maybe public speaking, podcasting, social media, even creating an e-course. They can do what they want because that pipeline of new leads is coming in. So you're going to have your child and teen budget, those things that are continually allowing to drive traffic to the website, to your sales funnel. Maybe you need a full-time intake coordinator, or maybe you need a marketing virtual assistant. So I've just kind of, those are just kind of some rough numbers is what you're thinking about marketing as you are scaling up your practice. I will skip the brand moat for now. So, all right, a couple concluding thoughts. It all starts with your sales funnel. Create a clear brand message, design a simple and clear website, develop a lead generator to capture emails and nurture the relationship with email. Use marketing channels so that you can scale it to the moon. Focus on the Google business, focus on the word of mouth referral sources. Here's the thing, people will recommend your services if they trust you. People will buy your services if they trust you, and a sales funnel is the most effective way to build trust. And I said that. All right, so you can scan that QR code. I'm going to put this link, brandyourpractice.com/sales funnel resources in the chat for you there. So you can download all those resources that I shared with you today, the brand message template, Canva lead template generator, the ultimate website checklist guide, email-based course on how to turn calls into clients, a podcast-based course on how to grow a private pay practice. I mean, all the things. So it's sort of the mother load of all the resources that I have. You can find on my website in one shot. So go to that website, check it out, go to that link. All right. So we have, Facebook groups are filled with other, therapists and are on telehealth and are seeking those. Yeah. Facebook group might be the best for full telehealth people. Full telehealth people, those who are mostly telehealth. There is the resource there. Okay, so let's jump now. Let me get my next slide here. Yeah, any other questions? We got a little bit of time. If you have any questions on the full sales funnel, you could take a screenshot of that if you'd like. I am thinking if you want to put a comment in the Facebook or in the live stream, I'm thinking about breaking this down. I could break this down into even more. Giving more examples on marketing channels and having conversations around that. This is just a real high-level webinar to help you start thinking about what a sales funnel is, because most practice owners don't have one, or the one that they have could be broken. So yeah, any other, so informative, thank you. Yeah, you're welcome, Deborah. Thank you for that. You're welcome. Yeah, it's like stuff I wish I knew. Or I had a place to find these things right when we were launching a private practice so many years ago. All right. So another great webinar. Thank you. My mind is still reeling. Anthony. Oh, good. You went to the AI one. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. I'm glad it was blew your mind a little bit. Yeah. It's just AI is just getting started. Just getting started. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate that. I got to get used to putting these up on the live stream here. A little bubble. All right. So yeah, and you're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome for all those resources. All right. So, full disclosure, like my goal is to provide you with all the resources to scale your practice. So you'd either want to partner with me down the road to scale it up even more, or, you know, buy TheraSaaS. Oh, there goes my, I did the thumb thing again. Why does it do that? All right. So let me talk a little bit about TheraSaaS. I'd love to be able to show you a couple things here. So thank you for attending the webinar. I'm going to stop sharing my screen and do another one here. So again, TheraSaaS is really a combination of tech coming together That's HIPAA compliant. I wanted to see here, bring this over, share a little bit about, because it's been really helpful for practice owners. Okay, can you see that all right? Okay, good. So what is TheraSaaS? Really, the heart of TheraSaaS. Thank you. Yes, you're welcome. The heart of TheraSaaS is really the forms that you take. So like, for example, there's a lot of clients who start to fall through the cracks when you have a lot of intakes coming in, people wanting appointments. And even if you have a wonderful intake coordinator, it can get overwhelming and you have these color-based post-it notes or Google Sheets. And so the problem we were coming up with, clients were falling through the cracks. We were not responding to them quickly because, you know, if the faster you can respond to them, the sooner they'll stop looking for, you know, other therapy practices, the competition going, because they're like, all right, I've landed. So like, there's got to be some automation built in. It'd be great if we had some transparency into the actual process, the intake process. So a lot of times if they fill out a form on your website, it goes to an email and the practice owner may not even see it. The intake coordinator gets it. And then you don't really have insight to how they're communicating. Are they following up in a timely manner? Like, there's just no transparency into the whole process. So we were trying to especially because a lot of VAs and intake coordinators are remote and they're not in the office with you. So trying to get some, like, we got to figure these new problems out as you're growing a private practice. Let me do this here. So I wanted to show you a little bit. The way we're able to solve this is with TheraSaaS is we have a form, and this is a form that we put on the website, and you can ask any question you want to help qualify them. Again, you want to be able to qualify them right up front, see if they're a good fit, because you don't want to be wasting time. You don't want to be paying your intake coordinator time trying to answer these questions. You want to get it right up front. Are they a good fit for the practice? If not, let's refer them out. If they are, let's connect them with a therapist, and then you can move them into the EHR. So you can ask them all sorts of questions, insurance information, all that. And what that could look like is it's a form that just, it's a piece of code and you put it right on your website. All right. And this speeds up that initial process so fast. And they're going to be consenting. Hey, you can send me text messages and emails. Another great way is, would you like to receive our best mental health advice in your email? Like I want to subscribe to your newsletter. If TheraSaaS isn't your newsletter program, let's say it's MailerLite or whatever, you can now have consent and you can put them into your newsletter somewhere else. And the other one I really love about this is, not from a marketing side, is how did you hear about us? You want to be able to capture that referral source information right up front if you can. So it's doing a couple of things. It's qualifying the client, but it's also getting some important marketing information too. And then what happens is, once they fill out the form, they go into what we call the digital pipeline. I'm going to bring this over here. Not digital pipeline, the visual pipeline. And so when they fill out a form, you're going to see this pipeline. You can organize this pipeline however you want, right up at the top. And let's say Tony Stark, he fills out a form, and you can, you'll see it right here. And then let's say you want to leave a note. You have a conversation. We know that Tony Stark's got daddy issues. Let's say the intake coordinator needs to write a few more notes about that individual. They could put it right here. You can also assign tasks to, like, you could either automate those tasks or they can assign tasks to your intake team, whatever it might be. So you're at least keeping a track of the individual and what they need. Let's click into Tony Stark. So here is what I call the unified inbox. So if you have your phone number through TheraSaaS, you can make phone calls. You can see there's an outbound call here. You can do text messaging. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm still in for therapy. I just waiting on Pepper Potts to make sure she's open for it. And the real fun thing is about TheraSaaS, as soon as, let's say, Tony, he submits that form, someone says, submits a form, you can create an automation that says, hey, this is the intake team at Acme Private Practice. Thanks for submitting your new appointment requests. Some of my team is going to get back to you as soon as possible. So that whole conversation from phone calls, text messages, and emails are all right here. You can send an email, say, hello, Tony. All right. And you can send that there and it'll show up right there. You can continue to leave notes for them right here. Like, let's say it's a task. Hey, we know we got to verify their insurance. or you can leave a note here. Okay. So that's just a little bit of the unified inbox and how that allows transparency into the process. Let's say your intake coordinator goes on vacation or you go on vacation and someone else needs to step in. They have the whole conversation right there and they know exactly where they are in the pipeline and becoming a client. Some of my clients, TheraSaaS subscribers, they offer testing. And so there's this whole separate pipeline here for testing if you want. And you can have as many pipelines and customize it however you like for your private practice. I'll show you one more thing here, or two more things. This is the automation. This is really the brains of TheraSaaS. And whenever someone submits a new appointment form, a couple things happen. Goes in the visual pipeline, like I just showed you. You can assign that contact to the intake coordinator. You can add a task, like if you need a insurance, confirm the insurance or verify insurance. You can send internal notifications to the intake coordinator, either through a text message, an email, or even through the app. You can email the practice owner. The practice owner can get an email saying, hey, you got a new intake. We can do a wait set. We're going to wait 15 seconds, and then we're going to send an automated email to that client lead. Hey, thanks so much for submitting an appointment to name of your practice. Someone on our team will get back to you soon. You can have an attachment. So a lot of times practice owners will attach frequently asked question PDFs to these emails so that that person can consume that information as they're waiting to hear back from them. And of course, you can send a text message. There are so many more automations you can do if you use Slack or anything else to notify your team. Lots to do there. Let me show you a couple more things. One is the email. We talked about branded emails. I recommend that you could use TheraSaaS for this. So for example, here is from Bloom Child Therapist, right? So you can have an article or a video that says, hey, you know, what is play therapy and how it can help my child? You could also say, hey, meet the rest of the team, or here's a new hire, and you can style it like this and make it really beautiful and have your branded newsletter through TheraSaaS. One more thing that practice owners that love about TheraSaaS, and this is the membership. If you ever wanted to teach a course or, you know, have an e-course, create it, it's like Kajabi. It replaces Kajabi and Teachable. You can have it right here. You can build courses and sell them. I'm going to show you the back end real quick. It's not just selling a course, but practice owners have been using this to help onboard new clinicians, because those repetitive tasks over and over again that you do when you hire somebody, or maybe you have to train a new HR person or a new VA, you could create a course inside TheraSaaS that will, this is the back end, that would say, hey, you know, read the policy and procedures. Here's how to get set up with payroll and health benefits, branding and marketing. How about training on the EHR? You know, we use Kid Matters, use Simple Practice. We just link to Simple Practice's onboarding videos here. That's all we do. You could create videos and put it in here as well. So I'll show you a little bit what that looks like on the front end. It's just like a membership course. And that way you are automating and saving tons of time on onboarding new clinicians, that remote repetitive actions of what it takes to onboard a new hire. So that is just a quick demo of TheraSaaS. The one thing about it is, I have to reload this page. The one thing about it is I've talked to the practice owners and intake coordinators. It usually, TheraSaaS is saving them at least an hour a day from just trying to find the information that they need on client leads and communicating with them. And so TheraSaaS is going to pay for itself. Even if you pay your intake coordinator $20 an hour, it's going to pay for itself really easy. And it's also going to be able to replace things like your job form if you, or gravity forms if you use them on your website, email marketing like MailChimp. You could also use it as a phone system. There's also pros and cons of that, but you can. And even if you plan to build out a course using Thinkific or Kajabi or Teachable, it will replace that as well. So I wanted to let you know about that. You could go to therasas.com and look at the pricing. We are offering a special for those who sign up for annual plans. You get 2 months free, and you also you get an extra onboarding call where we will actually customize your automations for you. So I'm going to go ahead and put, if you just go to therasas.com, put that in here. You can schedule a demo with me. Scroll right up here. And if there you go, schedule a demo with me, see if it's a good fit. If it's not a good fit, that's fine. It's a no pressure demo call, very similar to this. And if you sign up in February, because you're part of this webinar, this is the first time this code is being released. So FebWeb20, I'll put that in the, as a promo code, FebWeb20. If you use that, you get 20% off. And if you buy the annual plan, that ends up getting like 4 months off of TheraSaaS. So it's a great deal. So I highly recommend you checking that out. And that is, that should conclude the webinar. So the one thing about this code is that it's, there's only 10 coupon codes available for this. So it's only going to be used 10 times, only in February. And just go to therasas.com and sign up. Love to see you have a demo. All right. I got a few minutes before my next meeting. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy to hang around. If not, you are free to go. Thank you for joining me on this webinar. I plan to have more webinars once a month. So be on a lookout for emails from that. Yeah, any questions? Yeah, thank you. Yep, that was... Would I get the recording? Yes, if you signed up for the webinar, it should automatically send an email out to you saying when it's all done. Email, yeah. And if not, if you want to, just... If you're like, hey, Brent, I didn't get anything, something happened, just email me there in the chat there. I put my email in there. Oh, thank you, Juliana. Juliana, appreciate that. Got you bookmarked. Glad to join your bookmark folder. Thank you. Don't see time slots to book a call. Whoops. Well, I'm going to have to fix that one, won't I? Yeah, you're right. It's going out to March. Well, that's not good. How about this? Why don't you just email me and we can figure that out. You could do that. You could do that there, Brent at therasas.com. That's happened before for me, and that's really annoying. So I'll get you on the schedule. All right. Seeing no more questions in the chat. All right. I look forward to seeing you on a TheraSaaS demo call or on the next webinar. Thank you so much for joining me. Blessings to all your hard work in helping people. The world needs therapists now more than ever. It's really important. So thank you for the work that you do. All right. We'll see you all in the next.